Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Good morning, team.
Good morning.
Hey, Jordan, you know Beck, don't you? What you guys are gonna have to restrain me.
I already have the ropes and the zip ties.
I'm just gonna sit on you.
Please do.
Okay.
Please do. You guys are talking about, mortified at 7:30. You guys!
Oh, God, I am so excited for this.
I can't wait to hear about what you were thinking about when you were writing these questions down.
or lack thereof the thinking.
You are allowed to laugh.
Okay.
Oh, you are completely allowed to laugh because we have been embarrassing you for the past 3 weeks.
Oh, my God.
For Mortified. Even though, I'm sorry, to me, that is comic gold. Like, if I were you with your wedding book, I would get paid to tour the United States to read about you and Travis Armstrong. It's gold.
Yeah, well. That's my next plan.
As somebody who studied comedy, that is gold.
You know, what can I say?
And it was slightly embarrassing.
How did it also embarrassing?
What?
What's coming up for you at 7:30? What is it, a Beck interview?
Yes. I'm literally my top fat roll right now. Top fat roll hurts.
It hurts because of anxiety?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
What about your kidney? Does it hurt yet?
No, not yet.
Not yet.
Usually that happens around like 8 o'clock.
Oh, okay.
When there's been so many Stacey Moody-isms.
I am quite funny.
When you were prepping for the interview, were you Googling questions to ask when you've got nothing else to say?
How to save a failing interview.
I could have used that lifeline.
Yeah.
It's like, it has to be the worst interview that I've ever done. And it was with Beck. It was Bumbershoot, which was a Seattle music festival, 2008.
Mm.
I need people to know that I... No, yes, Chris?
I have a question.
Oh, God.
Did you just raise your hand?
Yeah. When you were asking him questions, were you listening to anything he was saying?
Chris, we all start somewhere. And the Buzz family is going to hear where I started with interviews coming up at 7:30 for Mortified.
Jordan Silver and Friends. 6 to 9 on 96.5 The Buzz.
I wish I could just be a little fly on the wall in your life, Stacey Moody.
Oh, my God, dude.
Because the weirdest stuff happens to you.
I am a wingnut magnet. I swear to
what
you.
What is a wingnut magnet?
All the wingnuts gravitate towards me because I'm, magnetic to their weirdness.
Truth. You are the person that goes outside of your apartment complex to come to work, and there's a Rascal scooter.
An abandoned Rascal scooter with no person around it. Where's the person? That was, I think, my favorite.
Okay.
That was my favorite. Morning is no different. So every morning I go to 7-Eleven there in Midtown, and everyone in there is so nice. I love that 7-Eleven. It's my favorite.
Mm-hmm.
So this morning I pull up, and I can see there's crap all over the floor, like candy and like all this stuff from the front counter, all of it's on the floor.
Were you worried?
I probably should have been.
You weren't worried?
So then there's this guy standing, like staring at it, like looking like, oh no, oh my God, like so scared. And I'm like, well, gonna go get caught.
Are you serious? You walk into basically what looks like a crime scene.
At 5:15 in the morning, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And wait, you pull up.
Yeah.
And your thoughts are what?
I need coffee.
Even though your eyes are saying,
what is happening?
Okay.
Yeah. Did
you have to step over the yellow tape to get to the 7-Eleven?
Well, and then it was a lot. It's usually pretty busy.
Mm-hmm.
And there's like a lot of people outside usually at this time. there's like three cars in the parking lot, very dead.
Oh.
And I'm like,
tell me why you think that is.
Well, it's not as, okay. So I, as my first thought pulling into the parking lot, I was like, sweet, there's not going to be a line to get coffee.
Nobody, people are driving by this and being like, I ain't going in there.
But me, I'm like, yes, I got first dibs. So I walk in and one of the people working is cleaning up or like doing something with the stuff on the floor, right?
Okay, right.
The other one is behind the counter like, sir, you need to leave. You need to leave. You've been here for 20 minutes. You need to get out. And the guy looking scared, he's like, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. And I'm again, I kid you not. I kid you not. I'm like, I'm still not even
that's
concerned.
That's how much you need your coffee in the morning.
Or that's just how much crap happens to me. I'm just like, yeah. Yep,
true.
This is normal.
True.
So
what is going on?
So I'm getting my coffee and dude who's all scared comes over and starts getting coffee. And I'm like, hey, good morning. And he just looks at me like, I'm like, oh, dude, you are far gone.
Okay.
You are on Mars right now. Like you, because that's when I was like, what's up with this dude? Like if he starts, if things go down, I'm your friend, dude. Like me and you, we're cool.
We're cool. What?
I don't want to get shot, so I'm making friends with the dude. Or stabbed.
You never know.
With the murderer?
Yes.
Okay.
That's my...
I see. So you can use sympathy when he's like... When you're like, oh, no, I have a cat. I have a pug dog and eight children.
Right.
Don't shoot me, sir.
Not me. Like, literally any... Like, the other one person in here. So...
Are we talking like bath salts kind of guy?
Or what? My God, like bath salts, PCP.
Wow.
Like, I don't even, like things he just found on the floor. I don't know. So I get over to the cashier because I'm done getting my coffee. And he looks at the guy who I normally talk to. He's like, hey, I'm sorry. And I'm like, why are you apologizing? And like, you're good. Like, whatever. I'm like, what happened? He goes, this mother effer. I'm like, oh, okay. All right. apparently the guy got coffee, didn't get a lid, set it on the thing and just like lost it and like flung it like meh, and spilled coffee with creamer everywhere all over the thing. He's like cleaning it up
with snacks, cleaning it up with M&Ms and stuff that I'm going to buy in a little bit.
Yeah. And it's just, I'm like, he's just like, man, I'm really sorry. I'm like, you don't have to apologize to me. Like, you didn't, like, pour the coffee on me.
Right. You willingly went into that store despite every red flag.
Right. Yeah. If we've learned nothing about me in the last, like, couple weeks, Stacey doesn't pay attention to red flags. So, I made it out safely. The guy was still in there when I was leaving. And there was some other activity in the parking lot. I'm just like, you know what? I'm gone. I'm done.
Chris.
I'm so confused here.
Wait.
Okay, so you went into the 7-Eleven and all the candy was and chips were disheveled onto the ground.
Yeah.
And you went to get your coffee. Then this man who had disheveled all that stuff had gotten his coffee before and already spilled it and then went back to get more coffee next to you?
Yes.
And then you went up to buy your coffee, and he apologized, and this other man stayed to get more coffee?
Yeah, he was still making coffee in the time it took me to make my coffee and pay. He was still making his coffee.
Stacey, are you ever... I guess you're never worried about your safety at all?
No. I'm not the smartest girl in the world. Not the smartest girl in class. I just
died.
It was spilled coffee. It wasn't bullet shells.
It might as well have been. There was candy all over the floor. How many red flags did you count in that story?
17.
Jordan Silver and Friends. You're on the radio.
That little end part goes on.
It sure does. Can't stand
I
when songs
it was
do.
Over.
Can't stand when songs do that. Come on. Social cues.
Yeah, I like that song.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cage the Elephant.
Oh. Yeah. I thought you were gonna ask me if I was good at them. No, I'm not.
Oh, well, I don't think any of us are.
That is true. Yeah. At least we have that in common.
Yes.
We're all slightly awkward and weird.
Slightly. Okay. That's nice. That's generous.
It's true. No, it's not. Very awkward. You guys, so I'm starting dating again.
You found someone?
No, well, I didn't find someone. I'm like, you know.
Yeah, do you need a husband next week? I've got a truck if you need to borrow it.
You have a truck?
No. I've got a friend who's got a truck, though.
Right. I always feel bad for that person.
I know. Yeah. I would never, ever own a truck specifically for that reason.
Yeah, I need to.
I can get you a truck.
I don't need a truck.
Well, I mean, not today, but maybe tomorrow. Right.
Okay. Is it a moving truck or a regular truck?
It's a pickup truck.
Oh. I mean, like,
yeah, I own a moving truck.
You know, we don't know what you do with your spare time.
I
can see it on the side of a truck. Stacey Moody's lesbian moving company.
Oh, my God. That's my next. That's it. I'm starting a lesbian moving company.
There you go.
I'm going to be so rich like a month.
You are, because you're going to move people in real fast and out just as fast.
Exactly. I was going to say have a dual package where if you like prepay, you can get an extra like 50% off when you move out.
If you move out within 1 month,
you get a discount.
Straight relationships are like this too, right?
Oh, yeah. Well,
not quite on the speed of that.
Not as much, but for sure it happens.
I think it's like the dog years.
Right.
So for every like 1 year in the lesbian relationship, it's like 7 years. So like 1 day is like 1 month.
That's a good point. I like that.
I can see that. That's sometimes what it feels like too. Mm-hmm. Oh, wow. Okay.
So if you make it a week, you're talking, you're going on a year.
Stacey Moody, lesbian moving in and moving out.
We've got all your moving needs.
You know, Chris, you could also, if you could get like deals on very small apartments, very cheap, small apartments for, you know, for the person that's moving out to then move to next. He's like, where am I going to live? Who am I going to live with? How can I afford this? Blah, blah, blah. That's the path.
Yeah, do like a 3 month, like here's a place you can put your stuff, you can get away, have your own place that's relatively cheap, and then you can kind of have some time to find your place without being in a strict deadline.
Right, except for, I'm glad that I'm here to consult you, keeping that small apartment, 2 weeks, that's it.
2 weeks.
And then you move them back in.
Yeah.
And then they stay for a while.
Until the next one.
Well, the next one, the second go round, the second breakup usually happens like way after. Give it a shot for a long time. You really learn to hate them.
Oh my gosh, you are describing what exactly happened to the people that I know, so that's so weird.
I'm telling you, these things don't come out of nowhere. They come from real life examples. God, I'm like killing the idea of lesbians finding love. I went to this party this past weekend, and like every cute girl was married. I was like, come on. I was like, oh yeah, like looking
down
the finger.
Welcome to my life the last 5 years.
Why do we have to have our lives running parallel with each other?
I don't know. They seem to be, though.
I know.
It's weird.
We're kind of the same person when it comes to...
You know what I realized? You and I are really, really similar in a lot of ways, but then, like, the differences that we have are, like, vastly different.
That's what that book was saying.
Yeah.
At one point, you have the same mentality as... Well, you have the same stuff happen to you as, quote, the lovable loser, who is me, but you just have a different spin on all of it.
I just gave up on being positive.
Right.
And just turned to the dark side.
Right.
Yeah, exactly. Holy crap. That book is spot on.
I know.
It's creepy.
I know. I'm still not completely done with it yet because I just, like, highlight the whole book. Okay, well, now I'm nervous to talk about this.
No, go.
No, I need a song.
Jordan Silver and Friends on the Buzz.
Probably shouldn't have played that song.
Yeah.
With the title.
Yeah. Uh-oh.
No, 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 no. Not that song. Not that song. It was a song, and it was coming up in the playlist.
It just happened to be next.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Like that fate thing that happens all the time.
Like that Beck song?
Right. Mm-hmm. Sometimes the playlist is smarter than we are.
Well, that can be said for most things.
That's true. Yeah. Like a trash can is smarter than we are.
Don't try to deflect. Let's talk about it.
Oh, God.
If we can talk about mine all the time, we're talking about yours now.
Okay, well, here's the thing.
Uh-huh.
Where did you
what
meet
is the
her?
Thing?
No. I'm not going down that path.
No?
No. I just wanted to say that when you start dating someone, or when you start seeing, or when you're open to dating after you've been in a relationship for a minute, and then you're just like, all right, I'm going to start seeing people. Don't you try to put your best foot forward?
Oh, absolutely. It's all fake in the beginning.
True.
No? It's all butterflies and I don't know.
Yeah, no, Stacey and I are in the same spot because you were talking about how you guys are about a month in now and...
Almost. Well, yeah. Okay, yeah.
And
technically.
You're having an issue, a problem.
Yeah, are you able to keep the door open yet?
No one
should. I don't even do it.
Oh, you're not even there yet.
Absolutely not. No.
Oh, boy.
Huh. Wait, did we just move away from you to me? No, no. Let's bring that back. Jordan, so don't you dare.
When you're trying to put your best foot forward.
Yes.
You got to, like, be cool.
You clean up and clean your areas up a little bit. You present yourself on the best pedestal that you...
Right.
Not pedestal.
Oh. You present the best version of yourself that you can.
Yeah.
Right.
Right.
And with our schedule...
Ooh.
It's mm-hmm. Actually, to be perfect, with our schedule, it really sucks the date.
Mm-hmm.
With our schedule...
I'm noticing that.
It really sucks the date. Thankfully, you've got a guy that's like, I will start waking up early and going to bed.
That's adorable. Early. But yeah, once it gets to like 7 o'clock, people need to realize that's like our 11 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
Once 7 o'clock comes around, we need to either be getting ready for bed or like in bed.
Absolutely. And that's what makes it really hard to date
mm-hmm.
with our schedule. So the lovable loser will be lonely forever. So it always makes you feel like a grandma when I'm like, good night at 6 or 7
yeah.
p.m., but I was trying to be, like, cool, and, like, I stayed up a little later on Monday, and we were just texting, and then I got a text last night at 9:03.
It's like in the middle of the night. Are you not sympathetic at all, Stacey?
I am. It's just funny. Okay, what happened at 9:03, Jordan?
I got a text.
And what were you doing at 9:03?
I had been sleeping for an hour.
Did it wake you up?
No.
Did they wonder why you didn't text back?
Probably in their head, but didn't say anything about it.
Does she think or know, though? I mean, she knows who you are, and she knows what you do.
Yeah.
Okay. I hope she knows who she is.
Actually, no. Yeah.
Russian bride?
So,
yes, ooh, I'm talking to a nice. Russian bride.
Mail order.
So, I thought I had to sneeze. It's coming.
All right, give it to us, Stacey.
Sorry. I'm trying to keep the sleeves from
it. Why didn't you look up at the light?
It's banana. Isn't that a thing? Anyway, so I'm sure she's sympathetic and she understands.
Yeah, but like, how cool are you to not be able to hang at like 9 o'clock? You know, I can't even text back at 9 o'clock.
I mean...
because of our schedule. Who? What? What? Kind
well,
of...
Well, you know what? Maybe she should wake up at 3:30 in the morning.
Whoa. No, I don't wish that on my worst enemy.
Jordan Silver and Friends News on 96.5 The Buzz.
Christopher, kick us off.
Xbox Live is down. That means people can't sign into their Xboxes and play games, and they're getting strange error messages. And they have acknowledged that it's existing, but they aren't saying anything about it or when it'll be fixed.
Have you ever read the studies that when things like that happen... the traffic then goes to Pornhub. There's like a direct correlation.
Absolutely. You should see the traffic. Stacey, your story.
Kind of in the same line there. There's the gun violence that's been happening.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they have been trying to connect gun violence and video games.
Mm-hmm.
But a study shows that's not really what's happening.
Really? So, what was the study?
They found that teenagers who played violent video games showed higher levels of emotional arousal,
mm-hmm.
but less activity in the parts of the brain associated with the ability to plan and control direct thoughts and behavior.
See, I've always wondered about that angle of it. You know, like with the news stories today, the people that have been doing the mass shootings were obsessed with gun violence and stuff. Like, who is doing those searches like for crazy levels on the internet? Maybe we should keep an eye on that person. All right, what else is going on, Chris?
Wouldn't you love a 300% raise?
Yep, yeah. What do we got to do?
Well, the jurors in Jackson County are getting a 300% raise.
Well, okay, that's crazy.
I know.
Because anywhere that I've lived, it's been like $50 a day.
Right, I know. They're going to go up to $18 a day.
How much?
18. 1-8. They were getting paid $6 a day, which is like $1 an hour. So now they're getting $3 an hour.
That's more than I make.
No, it's not. It's $18 a day.
Oh, a day.
A day. $3 an hour. Listen, Buzz family, I pay her much more than $3 an hour. I just want you to know. What else is going on, Stacey?
Florida is at it again. And I thought my toilet was the only thing that exploded.
What? I'm not... Can I play this audio
you
on the
go for
radio?
It. You go
you
for
promise?
It.
You promise? Oh, I swear on your job?
It was the loudest noise I've ever heard. It just went boom. We got out of the bed. We come in here and the toilet was laying on the floor. Now I'm not taking any showers and I'm not going to the bathroom forever. Not when it's thunderstorming. And down here, that's a lot.
That is the only place I go when it's thunderstorming is the bathroom.
Did you just say thunderstorming?
Thunderstorming.
Stream Jordan Silver and Friends 6 to 9 on the radio.com app.
It is the worst thing on the internet.
Mm. I was cringing when I had to listen to it and record it.
Okay. I'm talking about the Wayback Machine.
Oh.
Oh.
Which is how you found what then becomes the worst thing on the internet. Thanks, man. I just started. This was the beginning of me on the radio, and it's a hard job. You guys know?
It's not just easy.
Thanks. It's not just talking. You have to learn so many other little skills. Interviewing, how to tell a story real quick, but like still keeping heart in it. How to control a conversation. And I hadn't done that yet. I don't know why. They didn't make someone else, possibly a more seasoned DJ, interview Beck.
They didn't just send an email around and ask, hey, we need someone to email this guy. And you're like, hey, I'll do it. Like, we got this Jordan Silver emailing, interviewing Beck.
Did anybody bring anything to like hold me back? Because I really...
I'm just going to sit
told
on
you. Zip ties.
You did bring
extra
zip ties.
Extra thick ones.
Like the ones the police have?
Yeah. Not the thin ones where you can twist it and break it.
I have very dainty wrists. I won't break it. I promise. I am not ready for this to happen. I can't believe you found this. How did you find this?
The Wayback Machine, which you told me about a few weeks ago.
I know.
So it's your fault.
I'm the worst. If I ever
so dumb.
Commit a crime, just listen for the clues.
Mm-hmm.
Subconsciously, I'm just like... Hi, my name's Jordan. It's nice to meet you. I killed somebody. Blah, 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 blah. Like, it'll just pop out because I can't hold anything back. But
the other day when I committed this murder.
Yes. I also went to 7-Eleven and got a coffee. But somebody told me about this like 10 years ago. It's this internet archive called the Wayback Machine. And Buzz family, you will get lost for days. You will come out of your computer session looking... like the dude in Castaway, even if you're a female, because you will go into this dark spiraling hole of the internet. So the Wayback Machine, which you find at, I believe it's like internetarchive.org or just Google the Wayback Machine. It is an internet archive that took pictures of different pages on the internet since the internet began.
Every single page?
Not every single page, every single day, but... for the most part, there is proof of like 90% of things that were on the internet that are now off. Like mm-hmm. I had a live journal that was just horrible. And the second I became a public personality, I was like, I got to get rid of that. People can't see that. So I deleted that. But then I went to the Wayback Machine and there's entries about me wanting to paint the walls with my ex's blood, you know, that kind of stuff.
Awesome.
And that lives stuff. Forever. You can't get stuff taken off of the Wayback Machine. So... just really, really, extra really think about what you post. Really think about you. What there was a study, actually, that I put in the Trello right here. It said that, I believe kids in high school are now really regretful of the things that they posted when they were younger on the internet. Because now there's, like, a receipt of everything you said.
Oh, yeah.
Kids in high school now?
Yes.
So that would have been, like, 7, 8 when they were, like, 10 years ago when YouTube first came around?
Mm-hmm. Ugh. But not even that. Like, Facebook updates and stuff, you know? Like, you feel so strongly about something, so you put it out there on the internet, and then you think, all right, I'm going to delete it. It's gone. No, it's not. No, it's not.
Mm-mm.
Thanks to that stupid Wayback Machine. Stupid Wayback Machine. Which I used for pure evil. I kept going back in time on TaylorSwift.com to see if they put her phone number on there at all.
Oh, my God.
When it was small and personal, maybe could be like, hey, contact me at this number.
Yeah, it had a little baby picture of her, like, aww, with a guitar, and she had a song called, like, Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star, which I could still play from the Wayback Machine, by the way. All right, I'll shut up.
Yeah.
So, Chris, you stumbled upon my shame.
I sure did.
Absolute gold.
There's like two things in my life that I don't want people to see. One is
your face. Sorry. I don't know where that came from. I apologize.
Actually, kind of on point with that. One is my face because it's the video of me jumping out of an airplane, is skydiving, and then the camera crew is like right up in my face. You're going 100 miles an hour, face first, down, and you have ripples. He's got it. But by the way, that you'd have to go to Maine to get that video. I hid it in my childhood closet underneath the carpet in my closet.
That's well, my now spot. I just need to go there.
Yeah, right. Will you go there?
Yeah. No, you go hang out with your mom.
That's true.
All I have to do is get your real name, find out your parents' name, find an address that they used to live in Maine, and old Orange. So I...
You're freaking me out, man.
Dude, I know this is creepy.
All right, we're going to do my Mortified coming up at 7:30. Yes. Can I get the sound of jumping out of an airplane one more time, Chris? That's so gross.
It's like hashtag Throwback Thursday, except way, way, way more embarrassing. This is Mortified.
Good morning.
Oh my God.
Chris Minders and friends, once again, we are at Mortified, where we go back and find the most mortifying things we can to embarrass ourselves for you, the Buzz listeners. And I was able to go back in the way, 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 way back machine and find something that Jordan tried to scrub to get offline, but she was unsuccessful.
Because of the way back machine. I'm telling you, kids, what you're about to hear is what happens when you put something dumb on the internet and you can, when you put something dumb on the internet, because you cannot take it off.
Okay, so this is bad. So let's just hold on. Got some zip ties. We are zipping you up your legs, your arms, because you are not going to stop this.
Yes, I am.
This is, I don't. All right. How many zip ties do we need?
40. Okay. It's a little tight, but it's okay. I like it.
My first question.
We're getting a look into her.
What is this thing that you found?
It is an interview that, no, it is.
Hey.
It is you talking to an artist.
Not
and
an interview.
Asking questions, not listening to him, weirdly laughing, and trying to be professional? I don't know. It's,
you know.
I cannot wait to, Stacey, you're going to love this.
I haven't heard this since 2008 when it happened.
Mm-hmm.
But I remember the person that put it up, and I offered them so much stuff to take it down, and they wouldn't take it down.
Oh, yeah, it's still there.
I had access to the radio station's YouTube page, and so I deleted it there. But you know how people they download videos of their favorite artists?
Yeah.
And then they put it up, and then it becomes like herpes?
Mm-hmm.
That's what happened to that.
Yeah, the internet, there's also another dark web where everything that ever exists, even if you delete it and delete it and delete it and scrub it, it is still there.
Oh.
So I found this.
God, I am so excited for this. You have no idea. It's going to be the highlight of my month.
Okay, let me tell you first.
What?
That I had,
are you going to defend something here?
Yes! I had just started in radio. I had just started. You can go to school for it, but you know, this is one of those jobs where you have to be thrown into it and then you figure it out from there. Mm-hmm. So it's based on experience, not reading and stuff.
Can I say something that I am impressed with?
Well, my hands are tied behind my back, so I guess you can say whatever you want.
You still having a job after this interview?
What?
It.
You know what? You know, when you start out, people are nice to you.
You got a call from your PD or whoever your boss was after this immediately and said, can you see me in my office the next morning, right?
Maybe.
You had to.
Maybe.
This was when Laszlo left. Laszlo would have, like, at least been a little bit nicer than the next boss was.
Ooh. Can we, can I play a little bit of this?
Oh, please.
Absolutely not.
Here.
No.
It's Jordan Silver.
Yep. First off. Did you have a sound guy?
No.
Were you just recording this on your phone?
No.
It's Jordan Silver live backstage at...
It's 2008, okay? 2008.
Were you recording it with a soup can? An empty soup can?
It was a microphone, but it wasn't like the good microphones. Plus, it's 2008.
You had a string with a can back to the radio station.
Yeah. That's kind of what it sounds like.
All right. Well, I'll play the first part uninterrupted. Were you asking him a question?
It's Jordan Silver live backstage at Bumbershoot with Beck. Thank you so much for stopping by and talking with us.
Thanks for visiting.
Letting us onto your bus. Let's talk about this Write Me a Song. Hey, Beck, Write Me a Song promotion. So cool. And could you tell us anything about the song right now? We haven't heard it yet.
Asking about a song you haven't heard yet, which is it's fine.
I don't even sound like me.
You don't, no.
You that's sound a lot so younger.
Yes. I believe you're the one with that's pressed for time. I heard it was about 20.
I think I've...
I heard it was 25 minutes. Is that true?
I haven't timed it. It probably feels longer than it is.
Well, you should have timed it. You recorded it. Excuse me. This is my...
So you were a guest star on Futurama. How does someone approach you to be on a show like that?
Email, usually.
Contact me and...
It's a fine question.
In the case of that show, they sent me a script. Mm-hmm. I read it and it was definitely in over my head, as you can hear from my voice.
No, I think you're doing a great animated. Job. I think you're doing a great job.
Oh, you're telling Ben he's doing a good job.
Stop.
Because he's the one that needs to be told that.
He was talking about how he was bad, and then you're talking, oh, you're doing fine right now. He's like, yeah, I wasn't talking about that.
Oh, wow.
I think you're doing a great job. You had an interview in 2000 where you said that you didn't have a cell phone. Did you get one since then?
What?
I got one, yeah.
Yeah.
That's it?
Yeah.
You know what? No, I'm sorry. Maybe he could elaborate a little bit. He's being interviewed.
You ask him if he got a cell phone.
I did my research.
Were you wanting the model number?
No.
Of the cell phone?
No, I found it interesting that this person doesn't have a cell phone when in 2008 we basically all had them.
I think you had a follow-up question.
Oh, God.
You also said that you weren't that big of a fan of the internet back then. Is that still something that you don't like to really get on? Or, mm-hmm.
Yeah, just here and there.
Confidence.
But, yeah.
That's it. That's what he
says. Do you, like, get on the internet thing?
Shut up! You interview Beck! You interview Beck! This is someone not playing along. That's not just my crappy interview skills. Because they hadn't been home yet.
You would think asking him if he goes on the internet is the worst question she asks.
Oh, no. It gets
God,
worse.
I don't know what comes after this.
Have you ever been on your own MySpace page?
Have you ever been on your own MySpace page?
Stop it. It was 2008. MySpace was like the Snapchat back then. It's what everybody was on.
And so you were asking if he's ever been on his own page.
Yes, his official page, because you know those things are run by record labels. Come on, that's a legit question. Shut up, Stacey Moody.
All right, let me give his response here.
Have you ever been on your own MySpace page?
I have, yeah.
You have?
Yeah.
Good to know.
Oh my God.
I recently updated my friends. I don't know if you've seen my friends.
That is so cool.
I don't have an excuse for that. I was just
nervous.
That
is so cool.
You try being on a bus with a legend, and you're just this little tadpole that doesn't know what they're doing.
That is so cool.
That is so cool.
I don't know if you've seen my friends.
That is so
Stop
cool.
it.
I don't know if you've seen my friends.
That is so cool.
That is so cool, Jordan.
Shut up, Stacey Moody.
All right. I think this might be your last question that you ask him.
So this is my very last question, and it's totally random. What time of day would you switch from saying good afternoon to good evening?
Oh, my God, I did not ask him that. I did not ask him that.
That was the final question that you decided to ask Beck.
You know what?
You asked the hard-hitting questions, dude.
In case you missed it, let's recap the question that Jordan asked.
So this is my very last question, and it's totally random. What time of day would you switch from saying good afternoon to good evening?
I'm waiting with bated breath. What did he say?
Oh.
Well, it depends on when the sun goes down.
It's when the sun goes down?
Yeah.
No, it's not when. It depends. So let's keep going here.
Well, it depends on when the sun goes down.
It's when the sun goes down?
Yeah, I would say that, dusk.
Okay,
yeah.
Dusk, that's it. Yeah. Beck, thank you so much for talking to us.
Was that a trick question?
No, not at all. Okay. I just wanted to know, according to Beck Hansen, what time do you say, hey, good evening?
Good evening.
What is his last name's Hansen?
Yeah. Yeah.
That is the most interesting thing I learned from that interview.
Boy!
I'm sorry, not most. The only interesting thing I found.
If he didn't, if Chris hadn't put my hands behind my back, then I would.
To be fair, okay, you know what? Okay.
Yeah, can we defend this a little bit,
all
please?
All jokes aside, all million jokes aside, he did not help you.
Right.
At all.
Right. And that's something that I learned with lots of artists as it, as, you know, as you interview more people, there's the artists that are real fun and you can ask them whatever you want. Then there's the ones that aren't fun and there's the ones that only want to talk about their music and that's it. So from that, I learned to go back a couple interviews on YouTube and see the way that they've been answering questions before so that when I interview someone, I know what kind of person they are, which is why I now, when since I've been here, I've interviewed 21 Pilots and people were saying it was the best interview that they've ever heard.
Oh my god. Thank you.
That is also when I interviewed Paramore.
Oh my god. If I hear about this stupid Paramore interview one more damn time.
It was good. It was
We know. It's good. It's fine.
Can we play the last part of the interview?
Oh my god.
I
thought that was the last question.
No, listen closely to this.
Hey, good evening.
Good evening.
Yeah.
In the evening.
Okay, good to know. Thank you so much, Meg. We appreciate it.
Okay.
He was stoned. He had to have been stoned, right? Right?
Sure.
So interviewing someone that's stoned is really hard, too, okay?
Okay.
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 Okay. Oh, the laughing. The laughing is what the comments, like, that was what they... I was nervous. Stop it. Stop it. I swear to God. I swear to God. Is that on a loop?
I don't know how to stop it. The computer's broke.
No, it's not broke.
That's Jordan Silver and friends from 6 to 9 on The Buzz.
No, I don't want to listen to that crap. No, I don't want to listen to that crap. No,
we're jamming.
Sorry. No, I don't care. If everybody in their car was jamming, I'm back on this side now and forget you, Beck, where it's at. Answer my damn questions when I'm doing a damn interview with you.
Clearly you're over this.
I haven't heard that since 2008.
When was it recorded?
Right, 2008.
I have a couple questions.
Good, because we're not listening to Beck. I'm sure nobody in their car is listening is going like, yeah, Beck.
No, everyone after that is like totally on Beck's side.
All right, just what?
Okay, at what point during this interview does you decide to quit radio altogether?
I think you can hear it in my voice that I'm quitting
almost
basically as I walked in.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
Within my first, yeah.
How long after this interview did your boss decide to move you to nights?
I was already doing nights.
Oh, no.
That's where you get your start.
Was this a point that your parents stopped telling their friends that you worked in radio?
Probably.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh. Question. Did Beck... I have another question for you, Jordan Silver. Did Beck write Loser before or after this interview?
Screw you.
Jordan Silver and Friends News on 96.5 The Buzz.
Oh my God, it's raining.
Stacey, that doesn't get to be your news story today.
Aww.
Chris, what's up with the news?
The Kansas City Power and Light District gave a statement over the mass shootings on what they're going to do. And they said the safety of our guests and team members has always been and remains our highest priority. They're actively working, communicating closely with the Kansas City Police Department to make sure all the necessary measures and everyone is safe.
What else for the news?
Chipotle's. Everyone loves Chipotle. Their bowls have chemicals that are going to give us cancer.
What? What?
The fibers that are made the bowls are sprayed with some chemicals that are going to give us cancer. So now they're saying we can't use those bowls anymore.
The bottom bowls? Not the actual, like the chicken part.
The actual bowls that it holds in. And they say that if you even throw them away, the chemicals can seep into the soil. They break down and it leads to toxic compost. So, damn.
Stacey, the Truman Medical Center screwed.
Yeah, so they got attacked by some malware and they're trying to figure it out. They're working with cyber insurance and trying to make it work.
somebody hacked into their system.
I don't understand. What is, yes. Why? Why are we doing this?
Well, we're not.
Well, why do people do this?
For money. For Bitcoin.
Oh,
isn't that crazy to know that, like, your systems can just be infiltrated like that? Everything's online.
I mean, they just want to sell the information back to them?
Basically, yeah, because it's important stuff, like what Mr. Johnson's heart rate is. And
seriously,
what pills Miss Smith needs. These are, like, the whitest names. I'm the worst.
Jordan Silver on 96.5. The Buzz.
You guys want to do the JSAF hard question right now?
Absolutely. Let's pick one. I want to give away some tickets.
Okay.
Rock hard question.
Oh, man, she can really just... Woo. Okay, well, this won't be easy.
Oh, it's,
you've
it's
been
just
stuck in your...
Semi?
A little
it's
chub.
Just a chub? Chub question?
If you've been... Now, I don't even want to say stuck in your car because of this horrible storm. That just to make
dude came out of nowhere.
Mm-hmm. That still can't be your news story, Stacey.
It's still news,
I guess. If you would like a pair of tickets to check out the Struts at the Missouri State Fair on Friday, we've got three right here. Mm. And the JSAF really hard question is, what artist?
Be careful how you phrase this,
Chris. You phrase it.
What artist did Jordan get the chance to sit across the table from?
There it is.
And
in 2008 in Seattle.
Yeah. Who's the artist that we used?
Quote unquote, interviewed.
Who'd I interview for Mortified that Chris played in 2008? First three people with the right answer, who obviously have been stuck in their car listening to us, score tickets to the Struts at the Missouri State Fair. 5767-96.
Jordan Silver and Friends
on The Buzz.
Good morning, The Buzz. How are you?
Good morning. How's it going?
Great. Did you happen to listen to that?
I did. That wonderful. Yes, loved it.
You know what?
We've all had that moment. I know I have to, not on the radio, but I've had that moment.
Really? Because you have a good radio voice.
Yeah.
Well, thank you.
Do you want to replace Chris? Because I'm
Nope. Yeah. Would you like some tickets to the Struts?
Yes, I would.
Awesome. Stay in the line, and I want to see if anybody else caught this. Do you know what artist Jordan interviewed?
Oh, that horrible interview?
Yes, that horrible interview.
Give him all the tickets.
Back.
Yes, fantastic. What's your first name?
Jake.
Awesome, Jake. You are checking out the Struts this Friday at the Missouri State Fair.
Everybody's a critic. You know what? Actually, we have an email about Mark Hoppus doing an interview with Mark Hoppus. No. I'm going to make one of you guys do it.
All right?
Your eyes are big. Now your eyes are big.
Stacey, you got this.
No,
Draw straws,
Chris, it's all
bitches.
You.
Draw straws.
Hashtag Jordan Silver and Friends on the Buzz.
Stacey.
Okay, so...
One of those.
So
mornings.
I got a question.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone knows that I am an asshole.
Right.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Huge.
Right.
Gaping.
The gapiest. I need some advice.
Sure. Yeah.
Okay. I'm working on a project, and the person I've been working with has gotten really sick. Like really sick.
Like cancer?
No.
Like
period cramps. To the point where it required, like, some serious surgery.
Oh, okay.
And they're going to be out of commission for a very long time. So I met recently with the person who was replacing this person. Absolute garbage. Now I have to deal with the asshole person, and I'm so pissed off at sick person.
Wait, sick person is sick, Stacey.
Yeah.
So you were supposed to do a project with somebody that's awesome that got sick.
Yeah.
But because they're sick, now the person you have to do the project with sucks.
There is not a word to properly describe how much I hate this person.
Why?
Because now I have to deal with this other person for, like, intimately.
How do you think this person, sick person, feels about, I don't know, maybe being so sick they needed surgery?
I mean, I get it. I'm sure they're not happy about it.
What kind of project are you doing where you need to be intimate with these people?
Not, like... sexually intimate, but like one-on-one. She used to be the buffer. Now there's no buffer.
And you're mad at the sick person.
And I'm mad at the sick person. Yes.
Do you get mad at yourself?
Are you kidding? I'm mad at myself every day.
This is not the sick person's fault. You're an asshole.
Yeah, you're not channeling this correctly. You're an asshole.
What does the Buzz family think is Stacey? An asshole. 576-7965.
Jordan Silver on 96.5. The Buzz.
I got hate mail for cutting you off last week, Chris, during Forgotten Bangers.
You sure did. People were wanting to hear more than a couple people wanted to hear Jewel.
That's true.
Hands.
Mm-hmm. One of the most beautiful songs ever written by a gemstone.
Whoa.
By a gemstone? I mean, look at this. It's in my music. Look. I have it. Your library. Jewel. Unknown album. I've got it. I appreciate it. I just worried about Laszlo, and I shouldn't have done that.
You think Laszlo is going to come to me and tell me that I shouldn't play that song?
Laszlo's terrified of this guy.
Right, but it wasn't until after we did that segment that I realized that. Oh. So now...
So you're saying whatever song I pick tomorrow for our Forgotten Bangers, that I can play the entirety of the song, no matter what I pick, as long as it's on the alt charts? Promise me now?
That is scary.
Promise me now that I play my entire song, Forgotten Bangers, tomorrow, because it will be a banger, and you will have dozens of texts and messages that say, holy cow, you can never cut his songs off again.
Do you have an idea of what song it is? Do you know?
No idea.
See, I'm afraid to give you the kind of guy that if I give those parameters to, you're going to find the exact boundary of those parameters. You're going to pull your pants down and you're going to pee on it.
I know exactly the volume of the area of the square that you're giving me, so I'm going to exceedingly get to that limit. It's going to be fun. I'm going to go out. I think I'm going to pick one from like 2001, 2002-esque.
Okay, as long as there's no 9-minute songs around then.
No, it'll be less than 3.5 minutes.
Oh,
I'll try it, but it's going to be great because they're going to be like, holy cow, I forgot how amazing. I love this song. It's so good. They're going to say it on the car.
That's what we do with Forgotten Bangers.
Yeah.
Because in the past, I played The Dope Show by Marilyn Manson.
Which was so good.
I'm surprised that people were really into that. I was just in a bad mood.
Yeah, you were. Yeah, you were.
Of course, Stacey played Deer Hunter, which wasn't in the parameters of the box, so we're not going to allow her to do that. We told her exactly how to do it.
So many times. It was on the alt charts for 45 years.
No, it wasn't.
Yes, it was.
It wasn't even out for that long.
It's been out for like 10.
Yeah, exactly.
And every single day. Every single week, every single month,
there are those songs that have received that much spotlight.
Mustard Gas by Deer Hunter.
Lovely the band, Broken. That song's been on the charts for the longest ever, and it was just like a year, 52 weeks, something like that.
Well, so, I don't know what chart you're looking at.
The Billboard Alt Charts, the one that we're supposed to pick from when we do our Forgotten Bangers at 7:30 on Thursdays. You did play by the rules when you played Ludo.
I did. Oh, so good.
That was a good song.
Yeah.
Oh, right?
You were levitating in your chair.
I was hypnotized and mesmerized by that wonderful melody.
And Lily Allen.
Right.
Lily Allen.
We learned that if you were to front a band, it would be a band with happy pop music, but really angry, horrible lyrics.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And
100%.
Yeah. And I'm all over the board with it. I've been wanting to play one specific slow song that we all loved. Maybe I'll play it tomorrow.
Interesting.
Depends on what you guys bring in.
Okay.
Because I always feel like I have to balance.
Yeah.
Because I never know what you guys bring in. And we load it into the system. And then when I click a button, we see it for the first time, which is the reason that Deer Hunter slipped through the cracks earlier. Couple weeks ago.
Best slip up in the history of this station. Oh yeah, no for sure.
It's not on the Wikipedia page. Anyway, we've got that coming up tomorrow.
You know what else we're going to learn tomorrow, Jordan? What? Why such exclamations such as the Dickens or mercy or good gracious should never be used.
What?
We're going to find out why.
No,
those
I heard you. Exclamations. Are you working on a story for tomorrow?
Ooh.
We're going to go over a little etiquette of life and see if Stacy has any.
Oh, yeah, I can answer that now.
Listen, somebody that just turned on the radio can answer that question now and be like, no, because even this morning, she didn't take the signs that she probably shouldn't have gone into this basic crime scene.
We're going to compare Stacy Moody, Lady 2019, to the normal societal lady of 1899.
Oh my God, I'm so screwed. So screwed.
I cannot wait for this all coming up tomorrow on The Buzz.
Thanks for letting us hang out with you today.
Jordan Silver and Friends.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.